good day, everyone. As your healthcare advocate, we want to make sure you have the information you need in order to navigate your plan and most efficiently benefit from our program. This segment will discuss fraud prevention and fraud reporting, brought to you by the Prime Ombudsman Program. If you ever find yourself in need of help due to a fraud incident related to your plan and identity, or errors on your plan or personal information, feel free to contact your Prime Ombudsman Advocate to see how we can help. Scams are popular amongst the older population because they are seen as vulnerable. As a responsible consumer, you must take all parts in your medical planning and benefits. Be careful who you give your information to and keep track of who you do give your information to. For reference, there is a total of Medicare losses in the billions each year due to fraud, errors, and abuse. It's approximately $60 billion annually. And that's not even an exact number because it is impossible to measure. But we are giving this information to make sure that your bank account and your pockets are not in the $60 billion number. There are prominent scams that plague our demographic. One method is for fraudulent physicians to begin increasing the number of diagnoses on the chart. This allows them to make you look sicker on paper so that they are able to obtain more funds from your service than they normally would based on your actual reports or medical records. Another method involves a sales representative who wants to sign you up for their newer version of the Medicare Advantage plan. By doing this, they speak to you and obtain all of your personal information, and without you realizing it, they sign you up for their program without your knowledge or consent. What you can do here is make sure that you don't give your information out to people. Make sure you are careful of who you're giving your information out to. And once again, make sure you are keeping track of who you are giving your information out to. When you go to the doctor's office, make sure you ask all the questions that you can. Make sure that everything that is on your chart is not new to you. Make sure you are knowledgeable of what it is and what they are trying to say that it is that you have, so that you can then have the proper answers that you need when you go to speak to your advocates or anyone who is there to help you. There are many ways for you to be able to fight back when it comes to fraud. Make sure your diagnosis on your records are accurate. Feel free to talk to the vendors at the Medicare Advantage plans, but do not give them your personal information. You can obtain as much information from them as you need to, but do not give them yours. In the case that you do find yourself under a state of fraud or anything like that, Medicaid fraud, errors, or abuse, address it immediately by taking these steps. For one, you want to rule out error. If you have any questions about your information or your loved one's Medicare summary notice or explanation of benefits, call the provider or plan and ask for help. If you are afraid to call or you do not want to call, you can contact SMP and they will be able to help you, the Senior Medical Patrol. This way they will be able to identify and report schemes and deceptive healthcare practices, such as illegal billing and services provided, refer complaints of potential fraud and abuse to appropriate entities who can intervene. For example, HHS Office of Inspector General, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, state local attorney generals, local law enforcement, state departments of insurance, and state Medicaid fraud control units. Also, you can go to the SMP website and use the SMP locator on their website to select your state, and that way you are able to receive the specific information on who to contact in your area to get help. If you have any more questions, please feel free to contact the Prime Ombudsman Advocate, the SMP, or CMS if you have questions about any of the information that has been offered here today. This has been brought to you by the Prime Ombudsman Program. Thank you. Hello and good day, everyone. As your healthcare advocates, we want to make sure you have the information you need in order to navigate your plans properly and most efficiently benefit from our program. This segment will discuss fraud prevention and fraud reporting, brought to you by the Prime Ombudsman Program. If you ever find yourself in need of help due to a fraud-related incident or to a plan, identity, or errors on your plan or personal information, you are always welcome to contact an advocate to see how we are able to help you. Scams are popular amongst the older population because they are seen as vulnerable. As a responsible consumer, you must take all parts in your medical planning and benefits. Be careful of who you give your information to and keep track of who you do give your information to. Just for reference, there is a total of Medicare losses in the billions each year due to fraud, errors, and abuse. The loss is estimated at $60 billion annually, and that's not even an exact number because it is impossible to measure. There are a number of different ways that scammers are trying to scam the audience that we project to, our demographic. One of the methods is for the fraudulent physician to begin increasing the number of diagnoses on the chart. So make sure that you are careful of what is going on your chart, and make sure you ask all the questions that you have. If there are things that are popping up on there that you do not remember speaking to your physician about, or that you don't remember coming in and complaining about or inquiring about, make sure you ask questions and why they are there. Because the sicker you look on paper, the more money that the physician is able to obtain from that service. Another method involves sales representatives trying to get you to sign up for a newer version of a Medicare Advantage plan. What they do is try to speak to you and obtain as much information as possible from you and sign you up for the program without your knowledge or your consent. Another way is for them to try to offer you free items in return for signing up for their programs. But Medicare prohibits these kinds of sales tactics, and they are illegal marketing schemes. So if anyone is trying to offer you these type of free services or incentives, they are not with Medicare or Medicaid. And you should at that point contact CMS or your prime care advocate to be able to see if they will be able to further help you and assist you and direct you into the right way to see what you can get to and to be able to talk to. With COVID-19 here, there has been a lot of scams going on over the phone and over the internet, where they are also trying to obtain your personal information to be able to sign you up for programs or to use your information for things that you have not consented to or that you have no knowledge of. So what you want to do to be able to stop the fraud: do not give out your Medicare number to anyone other than your doctor. Do not give out your personal information to anyone other than someone that you know is legit and is taking care of your information. Make sure you document who you are giving your information to, and do not be afraid to ask questions. If you have any trouble and you would like to report any type of fraud, if you have any questions about information on yours or your loved one's Medicare summary notice or explanation of benefits, you may get help. And the SMP can help you identify and report fraud schemes and deceptive healthcare practices, such as illegal marketing or billing for services that were never provided. They can refer complaints of potential fraud and abuse to appropriate entities who can intervene. For example, Healthy Human Services of Office of Inspector General, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which is CMS, but SMP, they also have an online locator that will help you figure out who you need to contact in your state specifically in order to get the help that you need. So please feel free to use these resources, contact your prime care advocate, and see what we can offer you. Thank you so much for your time, and this message was brought to you by the Prime Ombudsman Program.